We're holding before the Tkufa with Yemei Nisan. Yemei Nisan have special milas of the Geula, of the Yomim, where a person can become close to Hashem. The Yisayid of the Emunah is L'mantisko Yosim Tzeischo Me'eretz Mitzrayim. It's Be'etzem Nisgavdika days that a person could connect to Emunah. Yisrael have all different tkufas. They have Rosh Hashanah, it's the tkufas Adin. A person has Chanukah, a person has Purim. And Yemei Pesach, the Yemei of the Geula, these are the Yomim that a person really connects to Emuna and Boi Ra'ilam. Chayav Kol Odom, Lirois Atzmoi, Keilu Hu Atzmoi Yotzo Mi Mitzrayim. It's Avoyde Gdoilo. This is from one hand, these are the yomim that I will come into. And a person has to make a achone. If a person doesn't make a achone, and he doesn't prepare himself, especially to these yomim nizgovim, so the yomim pass, and a person could not take nothing out of them. And if a person prepares himself with the emesei achone to Pesach, he could come to Nisgavdike Madreges. But Be'etzem, this Yomim from Pesach, Achal, Mamash, and Tisvov Benisim, and the hearts of Ben Azman, like in the Spitz. After Pesach already, it's really Shem, Otot, soon the Zman is starting, you know, you stop to enjoy the vacation, you know, the Zman is already starting, you know, this is Mamash, the sea of Ben Azmanim is Lel HaSeidah, the first night. This is like the middle of Ben Azmanim. So, Be'etzem, I want to speak a little bit about Ben Azmanim, and Duch them, Efshar to come to the Avodah, is the Achon LePesach. Chazal, Yemei Nisan, already the Gemara in Bebrochas, in Daf Lamed Hei, Chomud Beis, the Maaseh, the Gemara brings down already, that in Rovas Bismedrash, Rov told the Talmidim not to come Chodesh Nisan, for different reasons. But the Maaseh, the Ben Azmanim already started, and it'll be made Rovas straight, that's what Ben Azmanim was in Chodesh Nisan. For sure, Yemei Ben Azmanim have a big mile. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Adam that we sleep by night. Why we sleep by night? HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't make that a person will have a koyach. Amazon, Hashem doesn't want to give us so much time. So make us to live a little bit less, 50 years, learn and die. Yeah, why sleep and wake up and sleep and wake up and get tired? Well, who needs it? Noon you have to rest here. So maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give people koyches to work in themselves to sleep less. This is one tzad. So the Iker Avodah is like to take off from the sleep. Because if not, if a person has to sleep how much he needs, so why Hashem made it? Don't sleep and just learn straight. So it's mevur in Sforim that the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a person has a koyach of a ischachos. This is the way Hashem gave a person. Without that, a person would never manage. Every day is a separate day. He's in a bad mood. He wakes up. He has a good day. This day didn't go. The other day goes. Lutzer will be one big day. Hashem will scare that a person will get a bad day. The bad day could have been for half a year, a bad day. So Hashem divided it. And this is the krach of the Nazmanim in Tzadecho. Yeah. Start again. Start again. This is the Maile Ben Azman. It's the Maile person. He rests. And he has a koyach of his chatshas. And it could be it's a big Maile. But the chisoron of Ben Azmanim is the chulshe of Ben Azmanim is that when a person has a hafsoke, he has to start all over from the beginning. There's no hemshech to what he had before. So a person has a hafsoke and he starts, he has to start the whole thing b'hatchala. A whole new hemshech. No shaykhis to before. This is the chisaron of Ben Azman. I want to be mazmir hashtik. It's the famous word of Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. Rabbi Akiva went to learn Torah. He learned for 12 years. And he came back. And he came back. He got permission for 12 years. But he left his wife, Abba Oretz. And he became back at Talmid Chacham, Rabbi Akiva. And outside the door, you heard someone telling her, you see, he left you. And she said, if he is listening to me, he would stay for another 12 years. So he turned back, and he went for another 12 years to learn. And he came back, Rabbi Akiva. Like the Chaim Shmulevitz. He was already home. So, knock on the door. Tell your wife, hello. You know, I really appreciate it. You know, you sent me to learn. It was worth it. I'm coming to plan. See you another 12 years again. Why did he knock on the door? And we have to understand, Rabbi Akiva, he's given Abba Oretz. It's not that he would come home, he would take a cup of coffee and read a newspaper, yeah? Even when he spoke to his wife, I was talking to Rabbi Akiva, Doyesh al kolkutzi shel yud tilei tilim shel alochas. Tilei tilim shel alochas, v'koish l'ksori. Zog Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. 12 and 12 is not 24. We're not speaking 12, a month, Chodesh Nisan, going to here, going to there, machem dos, and then coming back. Rabbi Akiva said hello to his wife. But I don't know. He said, my uncle came, I have to go to his chasana. My uncle is going to Shabbat Brachas. Oy, oy, oy. Rabbi Akiva owes his wife more from what you owe to your uncle, or to your second cousin, to your fifth cousin, yeah? Or to someone that maybe is your cousin. But what's coming to us? Not Mishmah, my friends are going. I knew him from Yeshiva, he needed a shtickle chizuk, to shmuz. Rabbi Akiva's wife also needed that. Oh, but Rabbi Akiva knows. Even if he's doing Lashem Shabbayim, it's not the same. It's not the same. It will never be the same. So he went back. A person learned doing a whole zman. Everyone got to what he got. Some got very far. And some didn't get very far. But they got what they got. They got to the place that they got. Comes a Ben Azmani. So a person stops. He needs a rest. And he starts again. Next man, he starts again. He starts again. Shmuel Shachas to before. He loses everything what he did. If he doesn't stop, he's mamshich. He connects the next man to this man. It's one big zman. But if he stops, I need a break. I need. Could be you need. Chazak Alemon. People have a question. That is a question. How Reb Chaim Kanievsky became Reb Chaim Kanievsky? How Rabbi Akiva Eigel became Rabbi Akiva Eigel? Chazanish. So much volume is Chazanish. I made a question once, if you try to copy the words of the Chazanish, you'll die before you manage to copy all the words. Especially if you do it with a pen, without a computer, yeah? And the Chazanish, and he also learned, and he was also God Lador, and he also lost all of his stuff, and I think when he was 40, he started everything again. So, Moshe say, only just copy the Divrei Moshe, yeah? So when Dribas Moshe, Igris Moshe, to learn 200 times Shas, to knock on the Kula, to be the Pesach Gadol, when? What is the answer? The Teretz is, they said a poem on, when a person learns Torah, a person learns an hour. So an hour of learning, as I state, someone showed me, it's a Meiri. Meiri says it. That if a person learns an hour, and then he learns 2 hours. So it's not the pshat that in the second hour he's learning a second hour. The second hour, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him siyata dishmaya double. It's 2 hours. So the second hour is like two. When he learns the third hour, it's not the pshat that he's learning the 2 hours. It's double again. So the third hour is 4 hours. When he learns the fourth hour, it's not another, it's 8 hours. When he learns 5 hours, it's 16. When he learns 6 hours, it's 32. And when he learns 7 hours, it's 64. And he comes to 8 hours, it's 128 hours. This is 1 8 hours. So a person that learns an hour and relaxes, yeah, he goes to buy a vehicle up the steps, yeah? Then the next hour he goes downstairs to check if the elevator is working, yeah? Then the next hour he wants to check, you know, if you go off from this side or that side, if it's the same or not, the space is, yeah? So maybe during the morning he managed to learn 8 hours. Reb Chaim Kanievsky learned at that time 128 hours. So there's no proportion to it. Then if you add Echot Betzal, Yoisel Mimer Shaloi Betzal. Right? Even the day that the Shema, that guy, when he's not feeling good, well, he's just not around, yeah? He's not in the mood, so he's not in his marriage, yeah? He's not in the mood. From Chaim Kanievsky, when he has a hard day, he learns. So Echot Betzal, Yoisel Mimer Shaloi Betzal. So that day, Reb Chaim has 128 hundreds of hours. Yeah? It's not normal. Now what happens? Seder. We, when the day finishes, we like relax. So, tomorrow we start again. He doesn't stop. Chofetz Chaim explains, the Gemara says that one of the Amiroim, Malachim Moses wanted to kill him. The Gemara says, like, there's two places, Shabbos, Magus and Shabbos. The Gemara Magus says that the Malachim Moses wanted to kill him, but he couldn't because he didn't stop learning. So the Malachim Moses stand outside and the Arz HaDiberav, Poka Arz HaDiberav, he looked upstairs. Fight the Chofetz Chaim, he didn't go to the bathroom. Kill him in the bathroom. What? He didn't stop to learn. Make him to need to the bathroom. When the Malachim Moses couldn't make him to sneeze. He said, no, it's so the Chaim Shmuel Levi, as like the Chofetz Chaim on the table, when someone is learning, call his man, and he needs to the bathroom, don't say he's vital learning. So shtag the Malachim Moses can't kill you. When you look outside, stam on the wood, and a worker that's measuring, you want to see what he's measuring exactly, don't say he's learning. Don't say he's learning. Although, if you're mafsik, so Chaim Kanievsky is not mafsik. So the other day, in the first hour, it becomes 200. So when Chaim Kanievsky opens the Gemara today, it's millions of hours. I said that the science, say like this is in science today. That if you know, when they have an earthquake, the world, Hamabit L'Oretz Vatira, yeah? So they have a ladder, they call it Richter, yeah? So if you know how it goes, sometimes they say, here was 5, here was 5.2. So you think for 7, everyone dies, yeah? 8, 9, Zuchnoyo. So what is 9? One more Knech, yeah? Although if you understand how it goes, 8.1 is exactly double from 8. 8.2 is double from 8.1. As they gave us. So you ask the Kasha, so why did they make such a modern ladder, yeah? What's the pshat? I'm not such a maybe, but that's what people explain to me. That as bold it is, it's not that it's really double. The etzem, the move is only a little bit more. But the power of every move, when it doubles himself, it gives a double kayach. You're right, the move is one more point. One more point, doubling that point plus another dot is exactly double. And every one more point doubles, as I gave us. Everyone knows when something falls very quick. Every meter that it falls, it doubles the weight. If there's a crash, something is going very quick. Every one more, it doubles himself in weight. As I gave us. As I gave us in Teirech. This is the Mitzvahs. So Ba'etzah, this is the Shmuz. Fa'alamon. And the same thing, everything is in proportion. We have a hefsek, but not such a stark hefsek. Then it's a weekend. Again, we stop. We have to start again. Chaim Kanievsky doesn't stop in the weekend. Then we have a ben azman. So I'm saying this like this. When a person doesn't mafsik ben azman, he has to understand his aliyah in ruchnius, every zman goes weiter. If he's mafsik, he could come next man and learn and know every gemore. Mamash choshev bochur will be next man. Starting from scratch. He will know. know. He will know very good Gittin, maybe Gay, maybe Kamer, maybe Basra. He will learn the Amud, the Daf, the Chmesh Mishnah, the plan. He will know it. He will not become Olam Gadol because he had a Hefsik. So a person has to understand when he's Mafsik Ben Azman, the Hashchose that he does to himself is that everything when he took this man, even if it's horse, but it's a man, instead of taking this, what it is, to the next man, he's stopping. The more that he connects it, is mamshich to the next man. This is the mitzvah. Now, what is the eitzah? I like Alamo to say, lemaisidik. The eitzah, dibro teiro kenegi eitzahol. Person has to know the dibro teiro el kenegi eitzahol. What is the way? What is the tzur? And as man comes, so a person has to have three plans for Ben Azman. One plan, a person has to be kabbal on himself. I know it sounds, every day, not to learn less than an hour. I know the Gedolim say 4 hours, 6 hours, different Gedolim. So you do that also. But first to mekabel on yourself, choyk velo yavo, that will not be a day without the hour of learning. The day that you're traveling, the day that you're arriving, Erev Pesach, Leila Seder, you finish davening 12 o'clock, the Suda was till 3 o'clock, it doesn't make a difference. An hour if you're choshev again, maybe 2 hours, forget, don't mekabel 7 hours. It's a whole thousand hours, mekabel 7. And it knows already, the first day of his mind, you might do 7. It's an hour choyk v'layavim. Means that even if I come home and it's 3 o'clock by night and I didn't learn, I put my feet in cold water and I learned for an hour. And if it didn't happen, the day after it, I learned 2 hours. I don't push it off. I don't go to a trip if I know that I can't learn 2 hours. Choyk v'layavim. Every day, Friday, Shabbos, Erev Pesach, Motzei Pesach. Choyk v'layavim. Choyk v'layavim. A person feels so good after. If not every person has been as bad and passes, he has all of his good plans. This is the aleph beis. When a person has such a aleph beis, bederech klal, he stays connected to Torah, and then he manages to learn much more. Much more. This is the mitzvah. Because he's connected. There's no hefsek. You can see, during this man, a person can learn so much hours, but as bad after an hour, what's chumash sugar? Because he's out of it. He stopped. He stopped the connection. He stopped the string. We'll go a step further. This is one plan. The second plan, a person has to know what he's going to learn Ben Azman. The Yitzhak has a Gevaldika club. No problem. An hour for sure. 10. I want to learn. Yeah, the same now. Yeah. You come to a show, you see these guys, you know, if you see a guy going around, yeah, looking for a safer to open, you know this guy is a shvach guy. Yeah, and then he finds a sheet on a tailor, you know. Man, he comes 5 minutes before davening to shul. He doesn't have what to do. He doesn't have what to do. Yeah, he looks around, you know. Oh, it's good as a story in Chabad inside. It's a story you could read, yeah. He's looking for what to do. That's it. If a person doesn't plan what he's learning, Ben Azmanim, this is the Yitzhak's Eitzah. Oh, for sure, I learn every day. No. What? You have to say that. Plan to finish the Chazar Shut in the Cheskes or not? So don't say Chazim Bor Basra. You're not Chazim Bor Basra. You motivated just to read a little bit Bor Basra? No, so it's not called the Chazim. A person has to know what his concern is. Make a plan. What is interesting you to Chazim Ben Azman? You want the Chazim Megillah that you learn now? Chazim Megillah. You want the Chazim Bor Basra? You think you could Chazar Shutfim? I can't learn the whole Ashutim till the end. Like this, the end you don't have, but like this, the Yahweh learned Kiyas Cheskes, we'll have the first 50 black. Every person has a different plan. So yeah, he likes Marcus, Chazim Marcus again. But to make a plan, more than that. So every time. When is the hour you're planning to learn? Well, I will learn an hour. When? Decide now. When it works out for you better. After Shachris, buy a bagel near the store, near the shul, and to sit there for an hour after breakfast. Oh, you know, no. Morning is not your time. Shachris, you know. you like to connect shachas to mincha. You more that halachah. Say that. You know it's not lemaisa. Don't fool yourself. Okay, mincha ma'ariv. I know every time I could go to Frankel's, I'll daven. Mincha stay there for hours. Daven. Because on the right, he has a good plan. Although, you know, it's not me by day, it's never. The mice by night, he's a night person, you know? Some people, you know, by night they wake up. So, from 9 to 10, he knows he has a chavrus. Some people forget, by night he knows Alamol, he gets busy. But a person has to decide. I'm not saying that it's choyk v'loyave, chas v'sholem, one day it didn't work out. But if he doesn't misad him now, when he's planning to learn, it's a whole lot smarter for him. So again, the first thing is, he's kiveh, that is the amount of time, then he will learn more maybe. Ramazan, he wants the chazab of a basra. She says, this hour I will chazab the first prayer. My son planned to be a better guy. You know, then after that I will chazab also, I hope in 2 hours a day, so maybe I will manage even chutz from the first prayer, I manage to chazab cheskes also. Say that. But he has a plan, for sure what he has what to do that hour, and he will not get bored in the middle. Then, what is chazab? The amount of time that for sure is chazering, what is chazering, and when is chazering. Then, the person has to know, he could learn himself or he needs a chavrus. He has to know. Imagine what happens when he learns himself. He falls asleep. Why not? If he sees he falls asleep, he makes a chavrus. Now, a lot of times, some guys know, some chavruses are not lemaistik. So I don't know. When I make up with a chavrusa, I have a backing plan, I call it. Ramazan, I decide to chazar shoot him. But I know my chavrusa is l'shlish l'revia, yeah? 1 day yes, 2 days not. So I know such a chavrusa, what will happen? Shabbos, he goes away. Yom Tov, he's going to there. So what will be that day is what I was planning. Then on the Moshe, he comes late. So when he comes, well, I start to learn, then I have to learn again with him. So till he comes, I look for the Chabad paper, yeah? So what do you do? So the chokhmah is, you make a plan to do two zachen. I say, I don't know, but learning is not a cloning shtayim, make over echot, I'll go and psuk it a zimra also. That's his claw. Learning means sitting and learning, mishkem ando zachen. You decide, lama zogim, a guy says, you know what, I will learn mishnayis. That's a chayshik. So, I want to learn lama zogim, the whole seder moyet. That's it, some people don't have a gishmak in it. Well, yeah, it's a gishmak. So he comes to his chavrusa, but he's not there, he's not nice. So it works out. Never to decide to learn one thing and with chavrusa. Because then the Yitzhak decides, even if you're very sharp, you know, if you decide you're a good vat, hour, you'll be there every day, but he will get your chavrusa. He'll have a stomach ache, he'll have a headache, and now you're stuck. One day he's not there, what do you do? Tomorrow he wants the chav, you lose the whole gishmak. Like if you're learning something else, you hope that some days he doesn't come. At least you can have a ride, also zach. I'm telling you, this is the eight. And then stated, Mr. Yisroel, a person is mechuyev lechabel tachbulos. This is avodas Hashem. This is our mistake. You know, when you take an airport, you fly, make all plans, connecting flight, everything is, you know how to be a Gansi Mandaoma, that if this doesn't work out, and we're to get that, this point, everything you know how to organize, yeah? Comes to learning, you have a say no. I say, Vaita. Lamazon, you go away for Shabbos. You take your Gemara with you. You take your Gemara with you. People go away for Tzfas. I was never there, but I'm a Kohen. But sometimes a person goes to Tzfas. He's hoping. Avada, he will learn Lama Tzchazim Bobi Basra. But what's going to be done? Everyone learned Bobi this man. So he comes to Shul. And even when he finds a Gemara, the daf that he's holding, the Berach Klal, the Chazoka is missing. That's that Klal, Alamon. Never happened to you? Okay, I don't know what Masech is learning. But I tell you, the Vassar is every time missing. Yeah? And my show is terrible. The Vassar is every time the one that I take is missing, pull that daf. And then I start every time someone else puts back the daf because. But every time it's missing. You go with your Gemara. You go away for 2-3 days. I say Alamo. But not, you know, you see a lot of times here in the play, a lot of people, they go with the Gemaras, they take these small Gemaras with them. Yeah, Alamo, I'm embarrassed in the play. We sit in the play, all of the business people, they take up, you know, the big laptops, you know, they take off, don't take the Palm Pilot. Oh, nice. They shoot it like, you know, a little Palm Pilot for a bus. I may have luggage, you take, oh, it's Vado. Oh, it's Vado. Why the businessman can take his laptop in and he doesn't say it's heavy? But the yeshiva man, Small plinim, chas v'sholem, you know, will not be too heavy. You take off, open a big gemara, it's a whole level, the coin gone. The guy doesn't like it, let it move. To join him in. If a person will go like this, this is the tzura to learn. Avad, if you take a small gemara to the plate, after 2 minutes you fall asleep. In the good case, yeah? If a person has a nice gemara size, not that I'll tell you, if you take a big gemara, you have to learn in the way, because of that you feel so stupid. Take a big gemara, yalabal. And I alabal, chutz and big gemara, I take with me alabal, you know, something ala teira. Just in case I get tired. Too hard to learn the sugya. So I have, look, the guy takes one sefer and if he gets tired, mashumai mirachmu. What is mashumai mirachmu? This is the tafka. I'm saying, if a person, when he goes to Ben Azman and he wants to be matzliach, he knows when he's going somewhere, he brings his gemara with him. He knows what gemara is learning. He has a plan. He has an hour. He has a chavrusa. So he has a shochius. The Ben Azmanim is mamshich. The Ben Azmanim makes the hemshech of the zman. The metzius is when a person every day learns, every day, he's in a different level. He's in a higher level. Comes Pesach and he sits in the Seder. He feels a ben chayvi. He has a time to say over the agoda. It's an andere tzur. It's an andere tzur. But if not, the person doesn't prepare himself to the Seder. So what he does is busy cleaning. And basically, especially, is cleaning, is what to work, is what to do. The person can find himself in the end so schwach, so empty. I said, you stop one day, he becomes so empty. If he becomes so empty and so schwach, and then he wants to be Isaac in the Geulah, there's no time. So I'm saying, in every Ben Azmanim, you have to say this shmos. But Ben Azmanim is Pesach, but it's a choshev avoyder. It's a choshev avoyder doing Pesach. It's a yontifdike avoyder. So if a person prepares himself and makes himself ready, Mesiyata Dishmaya will have a tzlova. We call it.